This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, both say they're encouraged by an experimental drug that's being tested on coronavirus patients. At a White House photo op yesterday, Fauci said the news coming out of Gilead Sciences looks very promising. Fauci noting, though, it's a treatment and not a vaccine. Former Republican congressman turned independent Justin Amash of Michigan says he is serious about having a good chance to both secure the Libertarian Party nomination for the White House and beat President Trump and Joe Biden in November. He says he stopped his campaign for the U.S. House back in February.
I spent some time really digging into it, decided that I would run because I believe I can win. And that's the most important thing here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New York detectives are investigating after about 100 decomposing human bodies were found in trucks outside a funeral home in Brooklyn. Reports are the funeral home's freezer had broken down in the midst of the pandemic, causing a backlog of bodies that stretched back at least 2 weeks. Some stored bodies were inside the funeral home, but the rest of them were in those unrefrigerated U-Haul trucks outside. Tyson Foods, offering millions of dollars now in bonuses to its frontline workers during the pandemic. It announced yesterday that it's giving $120 million to as many as 116,000 of its eligible workers. Much of the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast are expecting some very heavy rains today, and there could be some severe weather as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
At least four children are dead, another is missing, after a horse-drawn buggy overturned during a rainstorm in Kentucky. It happened yesterday afternoon in a very rural area of the northeastern part of that state, about an hour east of Lexington. Kentucky State Police say the horse and buggy were crossing a low-water bridge when the buggy overturned. It threw an adult and five kids into the water. The adult was quickly rescued, but crews found the body of the four children, and again, they're still searching for the fifth. Wall Street futures are up after tech stocks reported some solid earnings. Dow futures up 75 points a short time ago. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500 futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. Facebook and Microsoft shares rose in after-hours trading after both tech heavyweights reported promising revenue numbers in spite of the economic wreckage from the coronavirus pandemic. And a surfer in California California nursing some minor wounds after a brush with a shark near Moonlight Beach in Encinitas. The attack happened in the afternoon yesterday. Lifeguards did immediately tend to the surfer, who was then taken to a hospital for further treatment. Expected to survive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Oh, you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself, as they say, okay? Let's slow down a little bit. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here as we continue to work through all these draconian measures, and the people are starting to fight back, and I say, good for you. Enough is enough. I mean, some governors, one in particular, thought, well, you know, you can, you know, which you got challenged in court, and the judge says, I don't think so. You know, 30 days is what you get. We just can't keep, you know, having you move the line here. You can't keep the people quarantined. It's time to move this little doggy along, as they say. So people are wising up and realizing that our U.S. Constitution, doggone it, it means something. It is there for a reason. And look, we've got to defend our freedoms and our constitutional rights. Look, we're going to be talking with the man who has run labs all his life. I mean, we've heard a lot about the Wuhan labs, what is going on there. Michael Dougherty was on previously, and we had some discussion about this. But I really want to break it down, especially in light of the fact that the mainstream media is starting to wake up that there is definitely problems in River City, China. You know what I'm saying? And they're suddenly, I don't know, liberated, I guess, and have liberated themselves to start to look into this. And certainly our government is looking into it. The president has made it clear, look, we're getting information, and as he says, we're not real happy, Michael Dougherty.
Well, no, and, you know, it, to me, the media goes just leapfrogs the bottom line that we have a bag over our heads, and we shouldn't have a bag over our heads.
Right.
When everyone's sick all over the world, it transcends whatever political persuasion you've got. You have to go to the original sin, and China is a communist state, and it only plays nice if it helps get what it wants. When push comes to shove for its own survival, it shut the door hard.
Right.
And this is compromising treatment. It's forced us into an unknown overreaction that over time, as we figure things out, we can lighten up what's going on. But it's really all because they've got a level 4 lab, the only one they have in China, which is a prestigious thing to have.
Right.
Which I'm sure they got with political meat greens, and they
right.
can't handle it. And they're
thank you very much, WHO, no doubt, right?
That's it. Well, of course, because it's all politicized. I mean,
right. You
know, we have the masses that have the well-intended ignorance that shovel cash to them. You know, this concert that Lady Gaga put on made, you know, a couple hundred million for WHO. I mean, folks.
and how much money is coming from the Gates Foundation? I mean, we know the Gates Foundation is supporting WHO, so this could be another one of those kind of Planned Parenthood. It's not exactly in that particular purse, but as we know, the money from one purse to another, it has a tendency to migrate. I mean, I don't know. I don't know for a fact. I'm just putting it out
there. Well, it's very manipulative, of course, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
And most of the public pays no attention to this, and if they do, they forget in 10 seconds. So it sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Who's not going to like a laboratory trying to solve disease? Who's not going to like a health organization? Who's not going to like one of the richest men in the world giving his money back? Well, let's just talk about Bill Gates. he doesn't have a history of kumbaya, and, mm-hmm. and he's not changing his reputation now if you take a closer look.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get into that a little bit more, but before we do, you know, on top of the other things that have resulted, you know, from the release of this pandemic, clearly from China, though China's operatives say, why are we getting in trouble? We're just for reporting. We reported it. We've never heard of a country ever, you know, being indicted or threatened to be sued for reporting a disease. So why are we being attacked? So their position is that they're a facilitator of information, that they reported the pandemic. They didn't ignite it. But in addition to all the things that have happened, economic collapses around the world, we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have died.
Well, first of all, look, they never change, okay? So they're never going to change no matter what. And, mm-hmm. and so laboratories, regardless of where they're at, are very, very controlled environments. For example, you know, my blood testing machines, what do we do for those? We get our samples for testing 3 times a year from one of two approved bodies in the United States that all the labs get. And so, and your test results are unknown. And your machines have to test within X amount. And that's a blind test, and that goes to a central agency who's a private company, and they do testing controls. The point is, every little move is recorded. Now, if you're a control freak dictator or the Chinese communist regime that has screwed up big time, and you're trying to put this face on the last 30 years, that you're not so bad. Communism isn't so awful. We're cooperative. And then you say, oh, we're reporting a disease, but you can't see how, why, when, or who.
Right.
So, you know, so this is more lying to omission, more wordsmithing. We have to understand that this is a very sophisticated, it's really actually not that very sophisticated, you know, gaslighting campaign.
Exactly. Because,
you know, and the bottom line is, quit talking. We want the data.
Exactly. And talk about gas. We're being gaslit by our own people. I mean, we find out Dr. Fauci's got tentacles involved in this lab as well. I mean,
that's the globalist regime. I mean, that's the
spread
of globalism in the past 15, 20 years, because we've never had an example to smack them in the face. And when you live in theory, you can live in theory. And
exactly. Yeah.
Live in theory. And we have. Our academic world has imported these people from all over the world and given them knowledge, brought it free of charge. And that gun has been turned on us.
Michael, I'm so glad to hear you say that they live in theory, because this is what we've been saying. And that is that, you know, in the theoretical world, it's so dynamic that it's a sleight of hand constantly. That's what we see happening, whether it's a model that they use to say that there are going to be hundreds of thousands of body bags lying in the streets of, you know, Manhattan. It's, you know, and Governor Cuomo needs, you know, 40,000 ventilators. People are going to die. And how dare you make me make a choice of who's going to get a ventilator later and who's going to suffocate, you know. I mean, all the disaster that has been hyped up based on these false models and theorems that have, you know, have been disproven. And here we are, we've shut down our government, we've altered people's life, we've held them hostage. I mean, never ever do I know of in the history of certainly this country where we've quarantined healthy people.
Never in the history of the world.
Yeah.
It's like that old Rodney Dangerfield, like, take my wife, please. And we're like, take my civil rights, please. I've never seen so much rolling over. It's appalling.
But people are starting to push back now. Look what's happening in the courts, and they're just saying, I mean, and A.G. Barr has said, look at these draconian measures. You know, the Justice Department is looking into it, but like anything, it takes a bit of a process, and because it doesn't happen quickly, although there's some, you know, there's some quick light flash bulbs that are happening, like what happened in Illinois yesterday. But there's more of this coming up because the people are realizing, wait a minute, we surrendered our rights for what? And, well, I'll tell you, I think the pushback on this is going to be more dramatic than they realize. We've got more from the president of LabMD, Michael Dougherty, after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking, with the guy who's run labs all his life. He's the president of LabMD, a clinical and anatomic medical laboratory, as well as the CEO of Any Lab Test Now in Virginia. Michael, as we were talking about this level 4 lab, I mean, this is about as high a level as you get when it comes to labs and, you know, their disciplines and standards. Quite interesting, though, you would think that something should have happened after the United States, what, in 2018 was involved. And this was, prior to, again, Dr. Fauci doing something that Barack Obama, the president, I guess, when you are a scientist and in the health organization, you don't have to listen to the president of the United States. If the president of the United States, because we found out that if you're a secretary of state or now you are a scientist, in the health field, like Dr. Fauci, if the President of the United States says don't do something, it's okay for you to do it. I didn't know that was the case.
Well, here's something. We are somewhat of a free country, mm-hmm. and this is the problem. And you leave tentacles and residual past things. You can't just, become the next administration and turn on a dime. I mean, the government is still deeply, deeply infiltrated with former Obama people that are mm-hmm. there on a war mentality to protect the kumbaya vision they have. And they think they can force us into some sort of global view of everyone getting along wonderfully by spreading things around. This is how governments in countries like China get level 4 labs. It's politics. It's,
yes.
It's kind of like warning someone that the stove is hot, and you warn them and you warn them and you warn them and you warn them, and they have to just burn their hands on their own and go, oh, well, you know what? China is not a nice group of people at the top.
Right.
Warn them, and there's a mentality that's been very dangerous mm-hmm. that if we are really nice, the bully will stop being a bully.
No.
While the bully sits there on his cocktail hour and laughs at his good fortune that you're so stupid.
Right, exactly.
And well, now we're living it.
Yeah, here we are. Now, what I'm talking about with Dr. Fauci, when he's, I think, at the NIH at the time, in spite of Barack Obama's dictate not to give any money to the China lab, he found a way to funnel, what, $3.7 million of the people's money to this lab. And Canada as well was participating. You had the Holy Trinity there of China, Canada, and the United States. Well, the scientists for the United States, to their credit, said, these guys are reckless. I mean, they're going to release something here. This is going to be nasty. And they said, we're out of here. So they exit stage left. I don't know if they said anything to anybody or if, Dr. Fauci and these operatives, these scientific operatives that you're talking about that have a different agenda, just kind of poo-pooed it and didn't say anything. And now all of a sudden, here we got all hell breaking loose. And China's saying, why are you looking at us? We just discovered this virus and we announced to the world it was out there. And now you're blaming us.
So it's a cocktail of theory, reality, and arrogance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how many times has he been to China? How many times has he been in the left? So let me say some politically incorrect things. That's a reckless culture. It's a culture of survivalism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a culture of arrogance, mm-hmm. of misogyny, quite frankly.
Right.
I mean, the way they treat female physicians, it is outrageous. It is off the chain. Okay, and so when you sit there and funnel that type of behavior, let's not forget, this is a culture of thievery and parasitic behavior,
right?
Not innovation. Because when you are an oppressive type of control situation, it's not a proving ground or a garden of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in the sweet spot of our own ultimate stupidity by
our own stupidity and greed, Michael. I mean, they have taken full advantage of America's greed, the world's greed, and here they've been able to, by sleight of hand, say, look at, we've got over a billion people here. Wouldn't you love these consumers? Wouldn't you love to be able to market to them? I mean, my goodness.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, this is the 21st century, is not the 20th century.
Yes.
We should not be surprised on this. So fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Exactly.
And we know, and we are putting people – look at what the Bidens have done. I mean, we are looking at – we are continually battling to protect these people that have thrown us under the bus because some people want to protect their political idea. They can't take the fact that they've been wrong and they'll have like some psychotic break. Their whole worldview goes down. But this is a factual break here. This is a disease that harmed people. And so it's going to be very difficult. So what everyone is doing, since they have nothing they can say to defend this, they suppress it and shut up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the public has to truly understand the media lying.
Exactly.
The media doesn't lie by putting fake stories up there. They lie by story suppression, half-truthing, story spin. Where is the media outrage unified, demanding the data?
Yes.
Because that's everything.
Well, the thing is, and if the people demand it, then, Google and YouTube, cut us off at our ankles.
Oh, those two doctors from California.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Gone.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the real world in which we live in. And what people need to draw from this, again, as I say, experience defines preference. And what we're experiencing here with China is nothing different than what we've experienced with Islam and all these other threats that are no longer existential. Michael, they are all living amongst us. I mean, when you've got the Confucius Institute so well endowed in our, in some of the most major educational institutions, they are driving the narrative. They are a portal for other operatives to come into our country and steal, our research away. And we're giving them full access. And when I say giving them full access, yes, you can spell that, not F-U-L-L, but F-O-O-L, because to your point, shame on us. I mean, between the second and, how many infinitum times have we allowed ourselves to be duped in thinking that maybe just now, I mean, we're living like the battered housewife syndrome here.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, let's turn it internally. How many hospitals right now are empty and broke?
Mm-hmm.
It's all New York, New York, New York. What about the rest of America? And what is this essential surgery thing as if that's just facelifts?
Yes.
And the amount of disease, diagnostic testing for cancer is down by 75% because of this. So while we save the coronavirus lives, we're letting cancerous tumors grow.
Right, exactly. And
so people have to get their heads around.
Well, the other thing, too, Michael, help me understand, is if all these supposedly non-essential elective surgeries have been set aside, why is it the hospitals are running out of PPEs if we're doing less surgeries? I mean, what am I missing here? Okay,
I can tell you why. Because we gave the entire infrastructure over to China. China is price gouging. Mm-hmm. They're going to the highest bidder. Cardinals scooping everything up. The public is demanding the same stuff now. And China, the creator of the beast, is charging for all this stuff. And it is like, I mean, I've spent, because I run a laboratory,
right.
I spent half my days last week and this week chasing gowns, masks, and gloves.
How did we miss China scooping up this stuff? Like, we didn't know that all of a sudden in the marketplace that suddenly there's, orders for millions of PPEs?
Well, what we've done is we've changed the game so that everyone that sells the stuff is nothing more than a distributor or sales representative. And it all starts at the factory, and the factories are no longer in North America. So the factories cut off over there, and then those people raise their prices through the roof because suddenly they got orders coming from all over the place. And
exactly.
They ripped up their agreements, and off we go.
Well, we know that not only China, but you got Saudi Arabia, and there's a third country involved in this as well, that early on they were aware. And and they bought up all these gallons, and so they're price gouging right now throughout the market. Right? So who's the third country? Do you remember?
I'm thinking Pakistan or India?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't know if it was Iraq or something. I had some Middle East country.
Yeah.
Besides Saudi Arabia. All right, Michael, we got to call it a wrap for there. Always good to have you with us. Thank you, sir. Michael Dougherty, right here.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, both say they're encouraged by an experimental drug that's being tested on coronavirus patients. At a White House photo op yesterday, Fauci said the news coming out of Gilead Sciences looks very promising. Fauci noting, though, it's a treatment and not a vaccine. Former Republican congressman turned independent Justin Amash of Michigan says he is serious about having a good chance to both secure the Libertarian Party nomination for the White House and beat President Trump and Joe Biden in November. He says he stopped his campaign for the U.S. House back in February.
I spent some time really digging into it, decided that I would run because I believe I can win. And that's the most important thing here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Tim Chapman is with us now. He's spokesperson for Stand for America Now and a former president of Heritage Action. Tim, good to be talking to you again. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to talk about, talk about what Nikki Haley has been, championing. And this is this cause for Stand for America launch that we need to stop communist China, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for giving this some attention. As you mentioned, Nikki Haley, she's the founder of Stand for America, which is a policy organization that exists to push conservative policy solutions to the issues we face right now. And right now, one of the biggest issues we face is communist China and what to do about China's overreach on a global stage. You know, the coronavirus crisis is a terrible thing, and it has really highlighted the problems that we face with China. Mm-hmm. Those problems existed before coronavirus, but now they've really come to a point, namely problems like us being stuck in a position where a lot of the things that we need to be produced, like, you know, personal protective equipment for nurses on the front line, you know, pharmaceutical drugs to treat people who are sick, like these things are free being produced in China, and And it's not a good situation for us.
Well, the thing that's amazing to me with this, Tim, all things considered, is that basically, you know, we learn this stuff in grade school, in the sandbox of life, is that if you can't trust the person that you're speaking with or counting on, then what is their value? And I believe throughout this whole ordeal, China has exposed themselves and proven themselves to be unworthy of our trust. And as such, that makes them a poor partner and someone that we need to make sure that if we're going to deal with at any level, we employ the old Reagan axiom of that you trust but verify.
Yeah, 100%. That's correct. And again, this is an example of the coronavirus crisis just highlighting something that was happening already. You know, since coronavirus, the outbreak has occurred, we've seen China cover up their real numbers. Mm-hmm. We've seen them lie on the international stage. But you know what? They've been doing this kind of dishonest stuff for a long time. Look at the way that they've been doing intellectual property theft here
exactly.
in the United States and all this. So we need to take this seriously. That's why at Stand for America, we've launched the petition at StopCommunistChina.com. This petition has already received more than 150,000 signatures, and we've just started. There is a huge upswelling of support for action along these lines out there across the country because people understand mm-hmm. that we really need to take this global situation seriously.
It's common sense, Tim.
Yeah, 100%.
It really is. And what the Chinese have done, you see, the Chinese themselves, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party we're talking about, these are the officials, not necessarily the Chinese people, but even they have to be careful because they're without a doubt infected by this doctrine. And other countries are being infected by it. The World Health Organization is being infected. We have people within our own country. We have establishments within our learning institutions, the Confucius Institute, that are all driven by this ideology to protect China, and they are propagandists for their end, and they are not helping the American people, and they are not forthcoming in the truth, and it's compromising this. It is coloring the whole the whole process and our perspective and our worldview about China. And, the fact of the matter is this has been going on for decades, Tim, and that the truth will eventually come out. We've gotten a little bit of an idea of just what happened with the Biden family, but it's much more rampant than that. This has been going on for a long time. The CCP has figured out how to control America, and they know that the politicians are vulnerable, and they have their tentacles in their back pocket. They have been funding them, and all you have to do, if you think not, is listen to these people that want to support China over American, pragmatic principles. And you go, how do you deny their statements and think that they're looking out for America when they keep wanting to protect China, who has perpetrated this absolute disaster, this national, this world disaster upon everyone on the planet?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. You know, there was a very, in retrospect, very naive worldview that existed across the West for a while. That thought, if we just bring China into global commerce and we treat them as a peer, and we accept them, that they will be westernized, and that they will become more like us. But what people did not understand is exactly what you point out, which is that this is a very rigid ideology. Communism is a rigid ideology. It is a religion in many ways for them.
Yes.
And because of that, they're not going to bend, and they would rather export their values rather than import our values, which is why we've got to take it seriously. And again, I'll ask your listeners, come to StopCommunistChina.com, sign our petition, join our movement. This is something that we take very seriously, and we understand and are clear-eyed about the foe that we face.
And you have to do this, Tim, because if you don't do it, Congress is going to think, oh, well, it came and went. The people aren't interested, doesn't pass the so-what test, so we can move on and continue with business as usual. But I believe with what's happened to America as they've been on quarantine and have had to suffer through this, and the suffering is only still at the beginning stages because we still have to get back to work. We've got to find some kind of normalcy, you know, coming out of all this, and to see if we can regain the lost money in terms of the jobs that we are working at, the lost productivity, if we can possibly, you know, rebuild that. I know the president is very hopeful, and others are, that think that we can dramatically increase this. I think some of it, it's gonna take some time, because you have some sectors, like, for example, anything where there's major stadiums and arenas that need to be filled, people aren't going to rally to those immediately. I think, you know, even when, you know, we're in an election year, you know, people coming to campaign events, people are going to be very cautious about this, and understandably so, because, you know, people aren't as stupid as the mainstream media would want them to, you know, would want us to believe. You know, we've exercised common sense. The fact of the matter is the curve got bent down and got flattened because of the American people, not because of Dr. Fauci, not because of Donald Trump. It's the American people. We assessed the threat and the risk, and we said, okay, we're going to do some smart things. We're going to wear a mask where we need to wear a mask. We're going to protect our older citizens. We're going to wash our hands and up our hygiene game, and do some practical things, I believe, that have contributed probably in bigger measure, not to mention our own bodies, gifted as they are, to be able to build up and build up our immunity to combat this this coronavirus.
Yeah, yep, that's right. And again, this has all been foisted on us by a Chinese government that's run by a communist regime. Right. And it is something that is, you're right, going to take a while for us to overcome. But Americans are always resilient. And like you said, exercise a lot of common sense, and are in it together. And we at Stand for America are in it with them, and will continue to help us get through this thing. But it is going to take a while, and it is going to be painful, and there needs to be a reckoning with China for allowing this to happen.
And you bring out some clear points. First of all, investigate the communist Chinese government's role in covering up the COVID-19 outbreak, and China's stranglehold on critically important supplies. Make China pay. You know, because not just the United States, but other international organizations, you know, have been compromised because of this, because of their efforts. This was their doing. And whether it was by accident and then became diabolical and purposeful is another thing to be decided down the road. But certainly the blame is all on the CCP. You say support Taiwan, push back against Communist China's bullying, and allow Taiwan to join the World Health Organization. I think also we need to revamp of the World Health Organization, but that's not specifically noted, but that's going to be an adjunct to item four, and then require American colleges and universities to disclose all Chinese government funding of professors and researchers. Tim, where can they go to sign the petition and to be a part of the solution and not add to the problem?
Yeah, thank you. Your listeners can come to stopcommunistchina.com. And signed the petition that was started by Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Tim Chapman, spokesperson for Stand for America Now and a former president of Heritage Action. Tim, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Take care. Be safe and
well.
Thank
you.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to the Tide radio broadcast, listeners in Kosovo have been able to hear the truth of the gospel in their own language since 2015. Muhammer, a university professor and a Muslim, is one of those listeners. I found Radio 7 Kosovo accidentally, and since then is my favorite radio station, Muhammer said.
Whenever I need wisdom, I turn on the radio. Somehow, I'm enlightened when I listen to the programs. I'm a traditional Muslim, and I respect all the other faiths. I read a lot and want to gain wisdom. I love the messages you broadcast from Pastor G. It is so unique the way he brings the biblical principle to our everyday life circumstances.
Your gift to the Tide Ministry today will enable more listeners like Muhammad in Kosovo to learn the truth about Jesus. You can give online at thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, I think more and more Americans are kind of re-experiencing and re-engaging with that spirit of don't tread on me, because they're speaking against and back at these draconian governors that want to keep us quarantined. And look, we've had enough of this stuff already. We've got enough information. It is time to open up this country and do it in a reasonable sort of way. I'm not talking about, and never have said that we needed to just, you know, fly open the doors here. We still have to deal with this in a reasonable way. We've got the data. We've got enough facts. But it is time that America gets open for business once again. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Gregory Jantz is with us, world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders and addictions. His latest book is Healing Depression for Life. Dr. Jantz, good to be talking to you. I think the last time we connected was in Nashville, Tennessee, and talk about draconian efforts. They're dealing with some draconian experiences there, and who would have thunk of all places in Nashville?
Oh, my goodness, I know. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, sir. Hey, let's talk about, you know, this brain damage that has been thrust upon the American people as a result of this COVID-19. What's the prescription here?
Well, we know that fear has been great, and anxiety is being called the new depression. Mm-hmm. We have so much anxiety, and anxiety means I have physical symptoms. I can't sleep, my digestion's off, I have headaches, etc. So anxiety is taking the front row seat. And here's what's happening. People then, because we're afraid, we run in herds. So it's like, somebody in Seattle some time ago here decided it was time to buy toilet paper, and we started the big toilet paper rush.
Yeah.
Because people run in herds, right?
Right.
And so it's like, okay, I need to do something. Everybody else is buying all this toilet paper. I better go too. We do those things in order to have some sense of control. Hmm. And what's happening is we feel out of control. And here's the dangerous mix we have going on. We've got containment, or confinement, I should say. Mm-hmm. We're at home, so social isolation mixed with fear, right? Mm-hmm. And so then the longer we have fear, we are contained to our homes, we're isolated.
We're not working, we've got more time to think about it, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. And we're not feeling productive. And so what happens is then people are afraid to go out. It's like, okay, when I go out, you know, what do I do? Is it safe? And so just this prevalence of, and I'm going to say it boldly, there's unnecessary fear. Now, we're going to deal with the virus,
right?
But people are being controlled by fear.
We see what comes to mind, Dr. Jantz, is that old acrostic, right? Fear, false evidence appearing real. And I think that's very appropriate right now because, you know, everybody is so wiggy about, oh, we got to have the data, got to have the science. And first it was one part of the science that we need to have. And it's like now we've moved, and it's like now we can't do anything until everybody's tested. So as you said, we just keep progressing the ball and in the process of progressing the ball of fear along the road here, we're tightening the noose on our own mindsets, are we not?
Yes, we are. And, you know, we're seeing addiction go up. Alcohol consumption, of course, is going up and up and up. Cannabis, people misusing prescription drugs. We know that prescriptions for antidepressants, anti-insomnia medications, and anti-anxiety medications are peaking. So, and we're having virtual appointments. It's doctor, I'm stressed out, I'm anxious. Mm. And here's your prescription. So all that is on an upswing. And so we need to look and go, wow, you know, really what's going on? How do we take care of ourselves through this? Because I want to acknowledge for some, the financial stress is just, it's pushing them over into despair.
Yeah. Yeah, we got people committing suicide. I mean, suicide rate has gone up. In fact, I was talking with a friend of mine with Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Tom Phillips, and he said, Bill, we have a 24/7 prayer line that's going on. It is through the roof. I mean, people are, you know, whether they're talking to doctors, talking to God, online attendance of church services and services have gone up 10-15-fold across the country. I mean, you know, people are looking for answers, for comfort, for help here.
And we have an opportunity to be that. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity, even in our own stress, if you will, we have an opportunity to really show, you know what, God's word is true. We have an opportunity. One of the things that my wife is doing for me, this is fun, our family is, she put a notification that shows up on all of our devices. In fact, it's on my computer screen right now. It says one person a day.
Yes.
And it's a reminder. Every day, God will have one person a day that needs a word from us.
Yes.
Or checking in. Maybe they need a meal. They need something. God will, and we have an opportunity to really be there for one another.
Well, and this is what helps us. You and I talked about this in Nashville, is in serving others, we serve ourselves. And it's interesting how that dynamic works, especially in light of what we've been experiencing and being quarantined and, you know, dealing with our very own, triggers that lead us down the road of depression. I'm not the doctor. You are. It's just somebody who's lived life for enough decades and have gone through enough valleys of life to realize that what has gotten me out is when I have heeded to exactly what your wife is sharing with the family and sharing with our audience right now, is that go serve somebody. Go, and just one person, all it takes one. And sometimes it's amazing, and I've been sharing with our audience, Dr. Jantz, that sometimes it's just a smile. It's just an acknowledgement of someone's value and worth that is so meaningful. It doesn't mean that necessarily, I mean, if it leads that way where you're giving them money or offering some other service, that's okay too. But as the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken, and I extend it to mean that it can be a gesture. Anything that is aptly spoken that person, that encourages that person for that moment in time.
Oh, yes, so well said. And we'll have that opportunity. Now, I know here we can get so self-absorbed with our own stress, which is very real, and it's hard to look beyond ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep it to one person a day. It's like, I'm just going to, Lord, just show me who the one person a day is. And just have that where I can kind of reach beyond myself.
Exactly.
And then there's the area of self-care. Right now, you know, people are finding it hard to take care of themselves. They're finding it difficult to, really, you know, maybe exercise, nutrition, sleep. Oh, boy, we have a sleep epidemic going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all this anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, even before this, a survey was taken, said if you had one more hour a day, what would you do with it? Number one answer was sleep. we're sleep deprived right now. The other thing, I want to rewind just a second here to what you had said earlier in terms of serving others, because what's going to happen is we're telling people, you know, look outside of yourself and look to serve others. And you may find yourself serving somebody that might be most unlovable. That's okay. You know, just breathe.
Yeah.
Because that person at that moment in time who may be most unlovable needs you the most. And you have no idea what kind of lifeline you may be extending. And I often find, which is a real challenge, because when I run across those opportunities like that, I go, oh, God, what are you doing to me? And it always, you know, it's God's meaning for good, no matter what it is. And the fact that I even look at somebody and I'm stressed because, you know, I find them to be not very kind and not very lovable, that shouldn't stop who I am. But admittedly, it's a challenge sometimes, Dr. Jantz.
Oh, it is. And let's just acknowledge it's very real, and I understand that. You know, I'm thinking about one of the, I have a gift for our listeners today.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to be able, well, it's a surprise.
Yes.
I just thought of it.
Okay.
I just made available one of my books digitally as a free download.
Okay.
And it's five keys to dealing with depression.
Oh, good.
And,
oh, wow.
All you have to do is just take the word hope and text it to 72,000, hope to 72,000. And it's a free download, so maybe you're struggling with depression. It's five keys to dealing with depression. It's less than 100 pages, but it'll give you some ideas. You can share it with a neighbor. Maybe it's one of the resources. And it's real simple. You just text the word hope to 72,000. And, Bill, you're the first one I've given this to.
Wow, that's so cool. Well, it's our audience. I mean, talk about serving one to serve, you know, thousands or millions here who are listening. Why not? I mean, text it. Text 72,000, right? We texted 72,000. And then we'll have access to this book. Wow, that's so kind. Thank you for doing that. You know, five keys to dealing with depression. I mean, look, we've got time on our hands right now, at least for maybe, who knows, maybe a couple more days, maybe a couple of weeks, depending on the state that you're in right now. And take advantage of this gift. That's very kind of you, Dr. Jantz. Appreciate it.
So you got it. Let's team together.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show to team up on this to help people, you know, through this stressful period of time. But as Abraham Lincoln, when he asked, you know, some very wise people in his council, he goes, what's the big nugget of life that I should really adhere to? What is the most important thing? And they went away for a couple of days and came back and says, okay, we got it. He says, what is it? He says, the most important thing to hold to is this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Wisdom for the ages. Dr. Gregory Jantz right here. Thank you, Gregory. Appreciate it.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Maybe.